find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People with young kids need childcare to go to work, and that's one of the remaining issues in the state budget debate. Wisconsin got $340 million from Washington to keep the state's childcare industry going during the pandemic. Senator LaTanya Johnson is from Milwaukee.
For the employers that rely on that workforce to keep their factories open, to keep those grocery stores open that we relied on every single day during the pandemic, for those hospitals that relied on those frontline workers to get up every single day to go to work to save our lives.
Democrats and child care workers want the state to take over the child care subsidy permanently. Macy Bueller owns a child care center in DeForest. She says money from the Child Care Counts program accounts for 20% of her budget. She says that money helps her pay her employees and keep tuition down.
Without child care counts and some other investment, I don't think we'll get out of this hole that we're in for childcare and the needs that parents are expressing for childcare. We can't meet them in the state.
Joint Finance Committee Democrats have argued throughout the budget process that childcare is an important component of economic development. The air over the southern two-thirds of Wisconsin is too dangerous for many people to breathe. The Department of Natural Resources is recommending people stay indoors. Hazy air is especially risky for people who have to work outside all day. Here's Mike Moan.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration says employers are required to protect workers from heat-related hazards. Sheila Stanley, a regional OSHA director, says companies need to develop plans that center around educating workers about the warning signs.
Employees must be trained on symptoms that they need to look out for in themselves, including dizziness, headache, confusion.
Extra water and break time in the shade are other important reminders. Stanley says beyond education, companies need to find ways to ensure a worker's body becomes acclimated to rising temperatures. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says there were 36 work-related deaths tied to heat exposure in 2021, the lowest number since 2017. I'm Mike Moen.
Well, not only that, we could use some more rain, too. The U.S. Drought Monitor says nearly half of Wisconsin is in a moderate drought, while more than 90% of the state is abnormally dry. Just about every place in Wisconsin is under at least abnormally dry conditions, except for some isolated pockets in central and northern Wisconsin. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News Time is 5:03.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows now that nearly half of Wisconsin is experiencing moderate drought. That's despite recent light rain. 46% of the state is in drought. It includes most of northwestern Wisconsin, as well as nearly the entire southern third of the state. That's up from 25% a week ago. Additionally, over 90% of the state is considered abnormally dry. The National Weather Service says temps will be above average and will have below normal rain for the next 6 to 10 days. In addition to all of that, there's an air quality advisory in effect as well. That's for the southern two-thirds of Wisconsin, including western Wisconsin, from the top of Polk County all the way down through Grant County on the western side of the state. That lasts through midnight. Wildfire smoke from Canada is covering most of the state, with the current air quality unhealthy for children and people with certain medical conditions. And the outdoor public pool in Chippewa Falls is set to open tomorrow. The pool, which was supposed to open last Friday, needed to delay its opening by a week due to a burst pipe. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers are home and getting ready to face the Pirates. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Twins yesterday in Minnesota 4-2, having trouble generating hits. Milwaukee's now been swept in back-to-back series, trying to snap a six-game losing streak. What was it like last night in the visitors' clubhouse? Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, nobody's happy when you're on your little losing streak. You know, day off comes at a good time, and get ready. You know, we're going to have to play well.
Milwaukee now one game behind the Pirates, who've been getting knocked around the last two nights at Wrigley Field, losing 11-3 and last night 10-6. The Cubs batters taking the Pirates pitchers to nearly a full count with every at bat. Manager Derek Shelton.
I think the one thing we know about the Cubs is they make you throw the ball on the plate. And we saw that tonight.
So the Pirates wrap up that series tonight in Chicago before heading to Milwaukee tomorrow night to face the Crew. In golf, round one of the U.S. Open in Los Angeles today, two Americans atop the leaderboard so far, Xander Schauffele and Ricky Fowler. NFL, the Packers wrapping up their mandatory minicamp and heading out of Green Bay this weekend for a break before training camp the end of July. I asked quarterback Jordan Love if Matt LaFleur and quarterback coach Tom Clements will be giving him a list of things to work on during his time off.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about things all the time. You know, right when we get here, we go over kind of a POA, points of emphasis that we kind of want to attack throughout the offseason, and then we'll do it again when we break.
You know, fans get excited when they see a social media post of an NFL player in the offseason working out with his teammates. So can you give us just a little idea when you go at it?
Yeah, I mean, I think this time right here that we have together is the most important time, because that's, you know, the actual football. You're here with everybody. You got coaches that can, you know, give their feedback on the side. And then I think everything we do outside in the off season, it's all kind of just extra stuff. It's, I don't think you get the same level of work that you get while you're here, but it all, you know, it all pays off.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. From Lambeau Field in Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, Friday Eve round here. Dominic, I want to start with a controversial thought this hour. Here's a less controversial thought. You can always join us. E-Bone will lightly screen your calls at 844-967-2789. America's Town Hall. Come here to talk about this controversial topic. Dominic, Biden should pardon Trump.
Oh, really? Hell no. No.
Well, that is the opinion being expressed by Mark Thiessen. And for those unfamiliar with Mark Thiessen, he is the ghostwriter of Scott Walker's biopic, Unintimidated. I accuse him of writing a work of fiction, but that's a whole different story for a different day. But it's not the only place where it's being written. You also brought to my attention, right? A little political piece. What? How did they put it exactly? Something about...
Politico, you know, said an opinion. A Trump pardon could drain poison from the system. That by Rich Lowry, editor-in-chief at the National Review.
A Trump pardon could drain the poison from the system, like sucking the rattlesnake venom out of our country's ass?
I don't know.
How does that work precisely?
Well, let's get into it, because I think it's a terrible idea.
I know you do. But, you know, we're going to explore it on the radio. And you can participate. Again, the phone lines, they're open. They're toll-free, 844-967-2789. So I'll play devil's advocate for a minute. Biden should pardon Trump, according to Mark Thiessen. I'll use his arguments. In his 2020 victory speech, and you might even like these arguments. In his 2020 victory speech, Joe Biden declared that to everything, there is a season. A time to build. A time to reap. A time to sow. And a time to heal. It is time to heal in America. Now, Thiessen writes, if he wants to deliver on his promise to heal the country, he can do so with one action. Pardon Donald Trump.
Come on.
Now, even Thiessen admits and writes, on the merits, the case against Trump is damning.
Would you please say what the conservative said again, please?
Again, Mark Thiessen, the guy that wrote Scott Walker's biopic. On the merits, the case against Trump is damning.
Damning.
And it does take a close reading of the federal indictment to understand that the former president's problems are of his own making.
Oh, it wasn't a setup? Weird.
He allegedly showed a writer classified material about Iran, saying, "This is a secret information. Look, look at this. You know, look at the secret, top secret information." And he obstructed the FBI's efforts to recover classified material in his possession, even allegedly telling his lawyer, "Would it be better if we just told them we don't have anything here?" Had he simply returned the documents, as Mike Pence did when it became clear he had classified documents, Trump almost certainly would not have been charged, as Pence has not been. His misconduct was egregious, irresponsible, and he writes, probably criminal. Anyone else would be seeking a plea bargain. Now, that was also explored at the Washington Post today. Donald Trump could have sought a plea bargain, could have returned the documents promptly or less than promptly, still could have pled this out, still could have made this gone away as a paperwork crime. But his indictment has also put our nation into uncharted territory. The threshold for the sitting president's administration to indict the leading candidate of the opposing party should be extraordinarily high, writes Mark Thiessen.
I think it is. It seems pretty high to me.
Anybody else
would have been arrested a year ago.
High enough to mitigate the suspicion held by 80% of Republicans and almost half the nation. Now, I would say that might, you know, be a Venn diagram that's mostly an oval. But here's the deal, Dom. Just because Republicans don't believe the truth about the cult leader doesn't mean it ain't true. I mean, your boy Mark Thiessen just wrote, you know, probably criminal is how Mark
probably
Thiessen
criminal?
Doesn't get
damning?
Death threats via email and home phone number. You know what I mean? You got to put the damning, the asterisk by the most damning part. Let me finish it. The paragraph, Dom, and then I'll let you take over, because this might be an idea, Dom. Pardoning Donald Trump, says Mark Thiessen and others. 80% of Republicans and almost half the nation, per an ABC News poll, felt the charges were politically motivated. Indeed, millions of Americans believe that our legal system is being weaponized against Trump, and by extension, against them, Dominic. Against them!
Millions of people think that. Why do you think that is? Because people like Donald Trump are telling them that. And they're in the cult, so they believe it.
I'm standing between you and prosecution by the FBI. If they can raid my house, they'll come for your classified documents and random articles of clothing strewn in boxes in a random bathroom with the chandelier next.
If you have those things, you should be prosecuted. Let me jump in here, Michael. As Mark Thiessen writes, and I absolutely disagree with this premise, but quote, here's what he says in the Washington Post. Most Americans don't look at this indictment in a vacuum. They see it in the context of the decisions made not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her mishandling of classified information. The Trump-Russia collusion investigation, which paralyzed our country for 2 years over a conspiracy theory.
Consider the sources, Mark Thiessen, very conservative writer.
Two impeachments and Trump's politicized indictment by a Manhattan district attorney, Alvin Bragg, and the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop from hell story. I threw the from hell in there. That could have damaged Joe Biden and aided Trump's 2020 campaign. They see a troubling pattern, and they are not wrong, according to conservative Thiessen. He writes, the dangers this poses to our democracy are obvious. Selective prosecution is not a defense in a court of law, but the court of public opinion is another matter. Millions will see Trump's prosecution as illegitimate and any conviction as unjust. That will further erode public confidence in our judicial system and the principle of equal justice under law. The dude just said this was damning. The dude just said this was probably criminal. It's literally what he said. And he also says selective prosecution is not a defense in a court of law. But millions of people are still going to have a problem with it? I continue. As Thiessen writes, a Trump trial would be one of the most divisive events in the history of our republic.
Oh, I'd bring the popcorn for everybody. I'd get it from Rojo's factory. Oh, I mean, Boss Voss's factory. He's the popcorn magnet.
It would set a new precedent and create enormous pressure on the next Republican president to go after Joe Biden, his president, his family. Sorry, go after Joe Biden, his family, and other Democrats. Well, Donald Trump has already publicly said that. I mean, talk about weaponized. We've discussed this on the show. Donald Trump, as we articulated yesterday, weaponized, tried to weaponize his Justice Department over and over and over again. That's exactly what he does. This is this projection that Thiessen is writing here. And we also talked about the situation with Hillary Clinton and former Vice President Pence and President Joe Biden. Also, not the same thing. Yes, Grudy?
Well, I want to bring this to conclusion on behalf of Mark Thiessen, because you keep making the arguments against Mark Thiessen's arguments. And I'm trying to play devil's advocate here.
All right.
You're not supposed to argue against the author in real time.
This is pure bunk, but please, you read it.
And to remedy what harm, Dom? Despite Trump's best efforts to obstruct them, federal agents recovered the documents he unlawfully possessed, and there's nothing in the indictment to... Now, there might be another indictment coming, a sealed indictment perhaps, but there's nothing in the indictment to indicate evidence that intelligence in Trump's possession was obtained by foreign governments or intelligence services.
Would that change your position then on...
It would certainly change Mike Crute's position. That would move it a little beyond the paperwork crime category for my taste. And there's another risk, too. Trump might be acquitted. All it takes is one juror and Trump walks. If that happens, University of California Berkeley law professor John Yoo told us, then, and here's the quote, Tom, it's kind of spooky one, the Justice Department will have single-handedly handed the presidency to Donald Trump. Consider the implications of that outcome for the U.S. government and political system, says supposed conservative Mark Thiessen. Like, if Trump was acquitted and somehow that catapulted him to the presidency, he's arguing against that outcome. It would seem to me in his writings, yet he's also arguing we should pardon Donald Trump, but let me bring it to conclusion here, Dom. Whether righteous or not, the decision to prosecute Trump, whether righteous or not, pshaw, the decision to prosecute Trump has opened a Pandora's box. It is in Biden's power to close it by pardoning his predecessor, pardoning Trump. Trump wouldn't have to admit he did anything wrong. Yes, he would. That's under a pardon, aren't you convicted, right? And then you're pardoned?
Yes.
But pardoning him does also not mean absolving Trump of responsibility for his actions.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Biden could instruct Special Counsel Jack Smith to produce a report, much like those issued by Special Counsel Mueller and John Durham, laying out his findings in meticulous detail. He should put the evidence of Trump's misconduct before the American people, not just a Miami jury, and let them render judgment on the former president at the polls, as they did in 2020. And pardoning Trump, Biden would be a true statesman, sparing the country the ordeal of a trial, which would go a long ways towards repairing the nation's frayed political fabric. He would display the kind of leadership that has been missing in Washington, and he would drive Trump crazy. With one action, Biden would eliminate the narrative of deep state's conspiracy that is helping to fuel Trump's political comeback. So anyways, here's the final paragraph. But none of these political factors should be a part of the president's consideration in Trump's legal future. This isn't about Trump. It's about the nation. It is within Biden's power to restore norms that have been torn apart by both Trump and his opponents.
What?
If ever there was a time to heal, I tell you, Dom, this is it. Pardon Donald Trump, says Mark Thiessen. We'll see if I agree on the other side. Come back, more devils.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. News is brought to you by Gingras
Thompson & Watts, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Watts, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Watts today. 855-954-1186.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the mid-40s tonight. Looking at a mostly sunny day for tomorrow, very nice, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Then increasing clouds Saturday, a chance of showers and storms. Highs climb to the mid-80s. Few more clouds and still a storm chance Sunday. High, low 80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
I need you to see, but I have, I can take an exploding scene, bigger than it's possible.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
We're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I say hell no to the pardon. I want to know what you think. 844-967-2789.
Okay, Mark Thiessen is prone to crappy arguments. I mean, any guy that would write a book for Scott Walker, I don't care how much he got paid, I discount him entirely. But the premise, the pardoning of Donald Trump on the crimes alleged at Mar-a-Lago, I could be down for that. And here's what I would lay out. And we want to hear from you as well. 844-967-2789. Is there merit in pardoning Donald Trump? I think there is. In fact, I think we dismissed the charges in Manhattan. Get rid of them. Just be done with that. And I am okay with pardoning Donald Trump on what I have often called, just hear me out, often called the paperwork crimes. But the election crimes in the state of Georgia that I think Fannie Willis is going to drop on him, and we think the window will be early in August. That's like 45 days. We think that's when he'll be indicted by the Fulton County DA's office. Now, I would point out to you, Dom, and we've researched this point prior, the governor of Michigan, who is, the governor of Georgia, who is a Republican, Brian Kemp, would not, under the Constitution of Georgia, have the power to pardon the former president. So he could sit in, a state jail in Georgia. It's hot down there.
It gets Atlanta, humid. Baby.
It gets humid down there. And quite frankly, those are the crimes against the nation. They were perpetrated on state level actors in the state of Georgia. And of course, I think history demands, and Jennifer Rubin's got a piece that sort of makes this point as well, history demands the indictment of Donald Trump on the crime of January 6th against the nation. We have seen seditious conspiracy proven in a court of law over and over again against multiple defendants. If they did it, he did it. I'll throw out the paperwork crimes. I'll pardon him of that. I'll throw out the Manhattan DA. But the crimes against the elections, against the nation, against the Constitution, those I do not pardon.
This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. I cannot forgive. You're even contemplating this. If you accept the premise that a president going to trial for A, B, C, or D crimes is bad for the country, that is bad for the country for every single one. It doesn't make any difference.
That was truly his argument. That's not my argument. I'm not saying it's. I think it's good for the country. I think he needs to be held accountable.
Okay, then let me address your inequities of this argument. Sure. If it's good for those reasons, why isn't it good for the other reasons, which he is apparently damning, or as Rich Lowry writes, dead to rights? Let me quote a little bit here, then I'll and then we'll get to your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Here's what Lowry writes at Politico. I'll jump a little bit in the piece here. The middle of a primary, again, a conservative from the National Review, also endorsing a pardon.
There's a little movement afoot to see if they can.
And we'll get to it. And we'll get to it because I want to speculate. If we're going to speculate, because now we're speculating Trump is actually guilty, Trump gets convicted of these crimes. There's a lot of speculation that I think all the knowns are not yet known. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things.
There's known knowns and there's unknown knowns.
Here's what Lowry writes. The middle of a primary campaign is not the best place to carefully think through the various equities involved in a criminal case against Trump and potential clemency. But the idea of pardoning Trump is a sensible one, according to him, depending on the exact circumstances, truly could serve the public interest. Oh, really? The bind represented by Trump's indictment is that, based on the evidence we have now, he appears to be caught dead to rights. At the same time, nothing good is going to come. Go ahead, Curdy.
I'm sorry, man. I forget we're doing this on the connection thing. Two conservatives that effectively said, you know, he's guilty, guilty, guilty. I had a lawyer that said that about me in court once. That seems like a damning defense.
And their justification for the pardon. Then he goes into some of the, you know, the Ford pardoning Nixon, so on and so forth. Then he goes on. We're still far away from getting to any place like this. Trump would have to lose the Republican nomination, and he's currently a strong favorite. Then some other Republican would have to win the presidency, or President Joe Biden, as Thiessen writes, President Joe Biden would have to see the wisdom of potentially keeping the vanquished Trump out of jail, either beating him again or defeating the other Republican. All this is very speculative. You think so? And anyone who knows where the who knows where the documents case will stand in a year or two? It looks formidable now, but Trump has yet to mount a legal defense. That said, the case for the pardon is straightforward. The conventional wisdom is that our politics is overheated. The worry over this is often exaggerated, but having a former president stand trial in a federal criminal case that he just said was dead to rights on, and potentially spend the rest of his life in jail, that's only because he's an old man, is only going to make things more intense and the country more divided. Yes, come together now. A pardon itself would be a flashpoint, as the Ford pardon of Nixon was, but it would at least take the unprecedented possibility of a former president behind bars off the table. Why would we want that off the table if the guy did it? I did it. I go to jail. Trump goes to jail. But I continue. There is some significant plurality of the country that simply isn't going to accept the legitimacy of the charges. Maybe this shouldn't matter. I don't think it should. The law is the law. If the shoe were on the other foot, though, if it were the Ron DeSantis Department of Justice prosecuting a Democrat with a significant chance of running against him, there'd be an outcry from the same people now dismissing any doubts about the Trump prosecution.
Depends on the evidence.
If they did the same thing in the same situation, I would say the same thing. 844-967-2789.
So we agree then. We're down for pardoning Trump. Just make it easy on the country.
Here's what he says. We aren't talking about a pardon clearing the way for another White House bid, but rather as a consolation prize for someone who is vastly diminished and looking at potentially losing his freedom too. Oh, boo-hoo. We went from lock her up to consolation prize. Megas, man. Stay consistent. You be consistent. Call us 844-967-2789. Don't pardon this guy.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. President Biden got some big companies to agree to scrap hidden fees known as junk fees today at the White House.
Starting in September, Live Nation will automatically list all the prices up front for all tickets to events at more than 200 venues of its own. benefiting over 30 million customers.
SeatGeek, Ticketmaster, and Airbnb all agreed to do the same. The federal government got hit with an international cyber attack. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The director of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency says she's confident the attack won't have a significant impact.
But Russian hackers were behind some big hacks to hospitals and universities last week. Storms aren't over. Down south, here's the Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams.
There's a threat for tornadoes from Kansas all the way down into Texas. We could see supercells, large hail, and winds over 75 miles an hour.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now.
In Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Despite some recent light rain, the U.S. Drought Monitor shows that nearly half of Wisconsin is experiencing moderate drought. The drought, which covers most of northwestern Wisconsin, as well as nearly the entire southern third of the state, is up to 46%, which is a rise from 25% a week ago. Additionally, over 90% of the state is considered abnormally dry. The National Weather Service is forecasting a significant chance of above average temps and below normal precipitation for the state for the next 6 to 10 days. An air quality advisory has been issued for the southern two-thirds of Wisconsin through midnight. Wildfire smoke from Canada is covering most of the state, with current air quality unhealthy for children and people with certain medical conditions. The outdoor public pool in Chippewa Falls is set to open tomorrow. The pool, which was supposed to open last Friday, needed to delay its opening by a week due to a burst pipe that was discovered in the middle of last week. And UW-Eau Claire named Jason Vertigo as its new athletic director. He previously was the AD at Hamline University in St. Paul. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the happier happy hour, the Thursday, Friday Eve edition. I like the tunes the DJ's rolling out today on the radio, Dom. Quick exercise, and then we're going to go to the phones, 844-967-2789. Love when our audience participates. But Dom, you know, occasionally I shout them out on the Civic Media app. And yesterday I shouted out Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And you said, oh man, that's creepy. Don't. No, I made a friend. Brett, who is listening right now, shout out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Brett, who's listening, texted in on the new app, I believe, because it comes right to my phone. And now I can also read the text messages. I never could before, but you got to get the new app. You got to update. Just even if you got the Civic Media app, it's shiny, it's new, you can text us right from the app. But here's what Brett wrote. Dateline, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There's some good people here in Sioux Falls.
It's definitely a breath of fresh air to hear you guys during the week. Used to listen to you guys on AM 950 and Twitter, but I like listening live, so I use the app now. And he also gets 2 hours. He prefers the full Monty. You know what I'm saying? The two-hour show. He has one ask at the end. Can we swap Christy Gnome for Tony Evers?
No, you may not.
No, you may not. Sorry, Brett, but keep listening, man. So I'm going to shout out a different listener today on the stream, listening on the app. Shout out Corpus Christi, Texas. If you're listening to the greatest radio show ever, you know, get the app and shout us out. We appreciate it. Or call us at 844-967-2789. Oh, here's a friend of ours, Jeannie from Eau Claire. How you doing, Jeannie?
Hey, Jeannie.
Good. This is a great show. I have to tell you, though, wow. You know, that's the worst sales pitch ever I've ever heard in my life. You know, they ought to just get a big baseball bat and keep smacking us on the head until they, you know, harder and harder. That's what they're trying to do till we're dumb enough to accept something.
Quit
like
hitting
this.
Yourself. Quit hitting yourself. Quit hitting yourself.
Yeah, and it's like that. He put our country, you know, at great risk. I mean, nuclear secrets, you know, defense strategies. Come on, how idiotic does he think we are? I mean, things that you can't even talk about in front of a jury were in some of those documents that I've heard of.
Oh, no. Hang on, Jeannie. Let me pause you just for a moment. And, Ebon, we got some sound from Trump the other day. No, I know you think these are very, very important documents, Jeannie, and that these things falling into the wrong hands would be, you know, detrimental to this country. But according to Trump at his speech the other day, he was less concerned. Do we have this on, Evan? Let's go cut number three. Here's what Trump had to say about his boxes, his documents. Cut three, please.
Because the sham indictment put forward by the Biden administration included staged photographs of boxes at Mar-a-Lago, many people have asked me why I had these boxes. Why did you want them? The answer, in addition to having every right under the Presidential Records Act, is that these boxes were containing all types of personal belongings, many, many things, shirts and shoes and everything.
Like a personal lost and found, GD. I mean, well, you know, it would take real effort to remove his shoes from the Iranian nuke plans.
Do you ever notice how he does a sing-song thing whenever he's lying? Dun, 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 dun. You know, you can just tell
nice
when
tell.
The guy's
Good
lying.
Good call, Gene. Yep.
Yeah, have you seen behind the shower curtain? There was some good photos where they kind of focused in on behind the shower curtain there. The boxes were piled up high behind that shower curtain.
In the bathroom, Jeannie, that's a great point. In the bathroom, when you see the photos of these boxes piled, you know, 6 feet high, wrapped around the wall and all over the place, you can see the shower is drawn on the tub, but you can see, like, the edges of boxes over the shower curtain. So, which means there were, what, many boxes in the tub itself also stacked up, you know, almost to the ceiling, Jeannie.
Yeah, and then there was one place where there was even, you know, a printer available. What a deal. What a guy.
A copier printer. Copier printer, Gene. You know, I made it easy for him.
Yeah. Well, thanks, you guys, and keep up the great work. I sure appreciate it.
Wait. Before you go, Jeannie, though, what about Crudy's argument that we give him, you know, a pardon on the little stuff and we stick it to him on the bigger stuff, the more important stuff? You know, we let him off the hook on the paperwork crimes.
Well, let me tell you one thing. I think national defense, protection of our military secrets and that type of thing is a heck of a lot. I mean, you can't have elections if you're being attacked by other countries. So, you know, all of it is bad news, and he should get the book thrown at him, and there's no pardons for anybody. Oh, you guys, he's the worst criminal I've ever seen in my life. And those Republicans keep aiding and abetting him. They need to go, too. So that's my opinion. I didn't mean to go on and on. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it when you go on and on. Jeannie, always love to hear from you. And you know it's getting bad out there when you know, these Republicans are, you know, opining right now. Oh, maybe we should, you know, maybe we should pardon the guy. What do they say? Damned. Dead to rights. And this is, I mean, obviously a huge case. And when you say paperwork crimes, man, I mean, I feel like the guy stole stamps at the office. I mean, this is not you diminish the danger and the exposure that we have when you just write it off as paperwork crimes. According to the indictment and some of the reporting, these are some of our country's most important secrets. Trump was traveling with these things, man.
But he always did. He always
speculate, man. Let me speculate. I speculate that the guy was doing this for money. Now, if he's selling stuff, come on,
Jared. I haven't seen that alleged other than speculators you know, like what? You. When I see that in an indictment, that changes the math.
We're speculating. We're talking about a potential pardon of Donald Trump. We are in the speculation realm. So let's speculate. Let's adjust this. Given what we know, let's assume there's some things we don't know. And let's assume those things we don't know are as bad as they could potentially be. Let's just speculate. Do you pardon the guy then?
Well, not of crimes I'm unaware of. No, it's
why?
Because a pardon defines the crime that you've committed.
Argument is it's bad for the country, then it doesn't matter if he sold Iranian documents to the Saudis for $2 billion for Jared Kushner.
Maybe you don't understand the argument I'm making. This guy is so criminal. We've got to chop back some of the foliage so we can get to the heart of the crimes. We're cutting back the artichoke to get to the heart. The heart of the crimes.
Selling national the crimes secrets against to, the Iran, Constitution. To Saudi Arabia about Iran, if well, that would
if,
be the case.
If that were...
Yes, does that be a... Be
I don't think I have to speculate to know that the man tried to commit crimes against the Constitution, the presidency, and democracy. When I see those indictments, I'm not going to seek a pardon. But if we're seeing the guy in court and at some point, there's only so much bandwidth. And at some point, the Trump deranged, and I don't mean them accusing us, oh, you're Trump. No, man, the guy's getting hauled into every courtroom in America right now. Because he's freaking guilty, right? Where there's smoke, there's fire in probability. This ain't the Durham report. This ain't one guy's speculation. They laid out 37 counts backed with evidence. So the guy's guilty. I'm not doubting the criminality of Donald Trump. I'm doubting America's capacity to deal with the massive criminality of Donald Trump. We got to pick a crime and make it stick.
Absolutely not. Come on. What makes you think the American people, whoever you're talking about, are okay and can understand one trial and indictment and court process, but not four? Really? One's good. Two, that's a little harder. Three. Oh, four, forget about it. We can't handle that. Come on, man.
It could be nine concurrent trials, man. You'd need a scorebook to keep track.
You can't keep track of it, man. Doesn't mean it's not just and righteous and should go forward. They just charged this kid today, man. This kid who took Tech these Sergeant documents
Kara, and I put them on how you say his name.
This guard, right? They're charging him. I mean, come on. Why would he be charged? Why should he be charged? Should we allow him to go for his indictment? He allegedly retained, transmitted classified documents, including information regarding the compromise by a foreign adversary that was marked top secret material related to the provision of equipment to Ukraine, and a government document discussing a plot by a foreign adversary to target United States forces abroad. That's what this National Guardsman was sharing online. He's looking at years. He's 21 years old. Now, he maybe get out of jail. Maybe it's not a terminal sentence for him, but why would we possibly have the capacity for this 21-year-old Pentagon leaker, former Air National Guard, to be prosecuted and tried and perhaps convicted and sent to jail? But we can't handle Trump? Are you kidding me, man?
Don't worry, after Trump's acquitted, reelected as the president of the United States, I'm sure he'll pardon the National Guard guy like he did to Bannon and Flynn and everybody else that might take his ass down.
And where's Lowry and Thiessen saying we need healing then? If Trump, you think we're going to get healing if Donald Trump gets elected? Trump already said he's going after Biden for whatever. And hell, if you read the lines in his speech, alone the stuff he said in the past about destroying the Constitution, he said it. He's talking about going after those with just different political philosophies than him. I mean, he included everyone that he's going to go after. He's going after you, Crude. He's going after me, man. Whatever this guy did, whatever he touched, if they got evidence, you bring the case when you're ready to bring it, regardless of if it's 1 or 10, man. We can handle this, man. We're America. We've been dealing with criminal politicians since our existence.
844-967-2789. Fire up, little guy.
Oh, come on, man.
Tom from LA, most patient. Tom, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. One little message to the people of Wisconsin. Milwaukee is part of Wisconsin. Start getting it through your heads.
Yeah, lecture them. That's what they need from you, you coastal elitist, Tom.
No. I'm a Northwestern Wisconsinite. And I'll tell you what, everyone needs to start realizing that Milwaukee is a part of Wisconsin.
Well, we all like to go to Summerfest and State Fair Park, and we all like to go to the concerts and, you know, down to the Pfister and the ball game. You know, anyways, Tom, you go.
And hopefully they'll be paying a higher sales tax, too, to actually get merch and everything like that at those concerts. That'd be a nice thing, or at least equality with the rest of the state. What I'd also like to say is that when it comes to Trump, it sounds to me like Lucy with the football once again. You know, here we go. We let him go on one little thing. Now, Crudy, you're talking about the other things. I still think that George War criminal Bush belongs in jail. Nixon belonged in jail. Reagan belonged in jail for the Iran-Contra thing. How much
in his heart,
of this are we going to take?
It, but he didn't think he did.
How much of this are we as a country going to take where we have more sins that there is no justice? Because to me, there is no peace if there is no justice. And we haven't had any justice in this country when it comes to past presidents. Barack Obama should have. If you want to know a real bad thing, Barack Obama should have had it where the attorney general went after George War criminal Bush for two illegal wars that kind of kicked off this whole thing with the Mideast in the first
place. Of course, Obama wanted to be above the fray, Tom. Obama never wanted to be perceived as being political and persecuting his political rival, right?
Why is it the Republicans have no problem being above the political fray or talking about, you know, that they basically only take care of, you know, their people?
Well, because their guy's guilty as sin right now, Tom. That's why.
Of course, you know, hypocrisy and consistency is not something. Consistency is not something Republicans have. Hypocrisy they have a lot of. I mean, Donald Trump ran on the lock her up platform, man. You know what are you talking about? And he's come out this week and said he will prosecute if he's elected. He'll go after Biden crime family and everybody who he thinks is. You know how Donald Trump is. Anything if you don't agree is a perceived wrong.
I'm going to get to some new friends on the phones quickly. Angel from Kenosha, welcome. What do you got for us, Angel?
Hi, Angel.
Hi. Hi. I just had one thought. So I'm thinking, what message does that give to our allies if he is pardoned? That doesn't exactly instill confidence in how we deal with people who are going to leak their secrets.
That's a great point. It's a great point.
Angel, are you listening on WRJN today or 98.1?
I was listening on WRJN in my truck. Now I'm home, so I'm on AM 540.
Awesome. Love our new listeners on WRJN. Home of the Packers, the Badgers, the Bucks, and the Brewers for 2024. I'm very excited about the sports packages. Come back, more Devils. Excited about us as well. And you're home.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner.
Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the mid-40s tonight. Looking at a mostly sunny day for tomorrow, very nice, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Then increasing clouds Saturday, a chance of showers and storms, highs climb to the mid-80s. Few more clouds and still a storm chance Sunday, high low 80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Devils Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day, but stick around. Miggy Dawn, the Miggy Dawn Show coming up next, but you can be joining us at 844-967-2789.
And the new app, it has a shiny new text feature, comes right to my cell phone. So I know when you're listening in Caledonia, La Crosse, I get the message, listening in Caledonia, La Crosse. Also, Dom, here's one, I think this one's more along your line. Stealing America's closely held secrets that certainly have fallen into Russian, Saudis, and Chinese. Did you watch the Americans? That's effing treason. Madison texter. So, you know, get the new app. The text feature is super cool, and you can just push the call us. You don't have to remember 844-967-2789 like Annie from Watertown did. Welcome back, Annie. What do you got for us?
Hi, Annie.
I have trouble with the app. Anyway, today, you know, when it comes down to all this, I don't even need anything in the court case could show. I mean, just by what I've seen, what the public was made aware of watching him, Helsinki and everything, what he did with the Iran deal, unforgivable. The destruction of our integrity and our stability, and now even, you know, I thought our security had been threatened before all this came out. But the guy that wrote that article, I bet you he is very, very guilty of upholding the lies about what was in the Mueller report and Durham and all, and, you know, the impeachment.
You mean the discredited Russia hoax?
Right.
As it was described in the article, in the opinion piece?
An amazing amount of people think that, you know, I would say probably a great majority of people think that was a hoax now, you know, just because it's, you know, nobody, there's not enough people speaking up about it. But we've been talking for years about the lasting damage done by, you know, doing things for the good of the country. Go back to LBJ, you know, the phone call recording of him with Everett Dirksen, you know, saying, oh, you know, we can't let it out because for the good of the country. And All the time, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And, you know, two things of justice, we'll just let them go. Well, then they just get away with more, and we have less respect, less confidence. Time to slam them down. Time to, you know, kick it in the butt.
Annie, almost every Republican candidate for the presidency, perhaps excepting Chris Christie, they've all come out and said, you know, I'm gonna pardon the guy, or I think he should be pardoned. How can they say, I'm with him, but vote for me? I support the guy, but vote for me. Why wouldn't his own political opponents, why wouldn't they hold it against him and say, you want to vote for me or vote for the 34-time indicted guy?
71.
74 against two jurisdictions, my understanding, but you go, Annie.
Is this this habit they have that they've been for years and years just lying and crooking and you know, hoodwinking, the gaslighting the people of the country? And, you know, I mean, these Republicans have been nothing like a Republican Party decades ago. I mean, they're all just in cahoots with.
Well, I mean, not all, but the ones that have stood up, Annie, have been, you know, kicked out of the party. Look at Cheney, and of course, even Mitt Romney seems like the most reasonable guy in the room right now. But according to the megas, you know, he's a rhino now. The guy was a Republican presidential candidate, and now Mitt Romney's a rhino. But he's speaking. He knows. I mean, people know, Andy, the reason they hang on to it and how they do it. I mean, because it's the mega party, man. It's no longer. I mean, they literally said it on stage with Trump. The Republican Party is dead. This is the mega party, Annie.
And I think people just say, well, I mean, like Trump saying, oh, you know, this whole thing, if he does it out in public and in the open, it must be okay. Well, if all these Republicans are okay with it, it must be okay. And they just don't, no shame, no morals, no, I mean, they just, I don't know. What is it? I mean, right down to Scott Fitzgerald and his shenanigans in the Capitol. You know, this keeps going. I mean, boss, good old Wisconsin just has turned into a cesspool.
Annie, I think you characterize it accurately. And I don't know that I've seen Robin Voss accused of any specific criminality, but he certainly flouts public record laws. With taxpayer dollars.
We're still paying for that right now.
To the tune of millions of dollars.
Let's be somewhat honest about this. You know, we get the government we deserve. We have a lot of people sitting on the sidelines, man. We have a lot of people engaging in willful ignorance. And I get it, man. It takes time, it takes energy, it takes effort. Not a lot of people have it, especially when you're, you know, fighting your neighbors or living paycheck to paycheck or arguing about which God is the right one. There's all sorts of reasons for people to be disenfranchised, to not engage. And so that's why we celebrate when we have a Wisconsin Supreme Court election and 20% of the people show up to vote.
And that was the Wisconsin Supreme Court primary. That was different than the general, Dom. If you look at the turnout numbers in the general, I think there's a lot to be proud of across the state of Wisconsin. If you talk about a spring primary, I'm sorry, man.
All right, fair enough. All right, so, okay, spring primary, that's great, right? 20% on a spring primary was great. And I think that fact alone, regardless of what the full-on was, and was it over 50% for the general? Do you recall? I don't recall. But let's be honest, it's low, man. It's freaking low. I don't care how you look at it, it's low. And if we had another 20 or 30% of the population actually engaged, we would not be in this situation.
Well, here in the state of Wisconsin, we get about 3 million voters, I think, in a gubernatorial race, about 1.8 million voters in the Protasiewicz Dan Kelly race. That was my memory of the vote totals. However, compare that to prior Wisconsin Supreme Court races, you get like 800,000 votes. In the whole election, dude. So they like doubled up. It was record. And it was a landslide. And I think right now, and it's a long ways away, but I think you got to feel pretty good about the Democratic Party's prospects. And while Joe Biden may not seem like the strongest leader at the top of the ticket, at least he's not under 74 criminal indictments in multiple jurisdictions.
And counting.
And more to come. And more to come.
Stand by for August. That will be even more. And we still don't know. I mean, perhaps Jack Smith, because what is not listed in any of these indictments, to my understanding, is the actual showing of the papers in Bedminster, New Jersey. There could be additional, perhaps, speculation. Since all we're doing is speculating here, he could be charged with more stuff. Again, we don't even know. So any of the Republicans coming out saying, oh, yeah, I'll pardon him. Well, wait until you find out what he's actually convicted of before you go down that road.
Folks, thanks for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got one quick show note. 79 days until the Badgers kick off on WRJN. 87 okay. days until the Packers kick off. And 130 days till the Bucks tip off. We got 6 stations across the network. Civic Media, we're going to be a player in the sports industry.
Don't hit the player, hit the game, baby.
Stick around, Maggie Dawn, the Joel Clickfish, raised in the Wisco, then Rick Smith.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now,
and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.